All right, today's review is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, a film that came out in 1989. I guess I was in college at the time, actually. This one hadn't watched in quite a long time, and I was rewatching it to prepare myself for the new film that came up. They just did another Bill and Ted. Yeah, their new film was called Bill and Ted Face the Music, which I haven't seen yet, so I don't know. After rewatching Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, I don't think I'm going to be disappointed with the new remake, but we'll see. We'll see. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, starring Keanu Reeves when he was really young, and Alex Winter as Bill, and Keanu Reeves as Ted. And the other big actor, I think, that was in the film, well, big personality, is George Carlin, who played the part of Rufus, who was the one that would allow them to travel back in time. And yes, this is a coming-of-age film in which the main characters were able to go back in time. The whole plot point centered around being able to go back in time in order to basically extract historical figures from time and bring them to the present in order so that they could pass their history exam, I guess, their history test and their presentation in front of the whole school. And so that's what they were doing. They went and they got Socrates, they got Abraham Lincoln, Billy the Kid, Genghis Khan, Joan of Arc. Who else did they get? I think I'm missing one. Napoleon. And with those, it's a comedy, it's a silly film. Of course, you can't take anything seriously. But they played dumb parts. They play the part of being dumb high school kids beautifully. Almost too naturally. They were so dumb, especially Keanu Reeves' character. He was just unbelievably, they played unbelievably dumb characters. Like, you just like, how could you possibly get through life like that? But by the same token, they had their own charm, their own little sayings that they would say, like, you know, being excellent and terms like bogus and stuff like that. And it was a really, really fun film. I really enjoyed it. Going into spoiler territory, of course. The whole premise of bringing people back in time from, let's say, 500,000 years ago is ridiculous. But even if had they been able to accomplish that, there's no way that the characters would have worked in concert for them. So you really had to suspend your disbelief on all that. They didn't speak the same languages as they didn't speak English necessarily, all of them. They couldn't even communicate with each other. And then they were brought into a futuristic world where everything would have been a shock to them. And for someone like Napoleon, who's used to being the leader of the country, there's no way. And same thing with Abraham Lincoln. There's no way, you know, they're used to being in charge and not going to be taking commands or direction from Bill and Ted, these two inept high schoolers that are just getting them to come back so they could help them get an A on their high school history exam. Now, I will say, even had they hatched a plan to hire actors and to act out basically what they did in the finale, even if they didn't really go back in time, if they had done what they did and presented a show like that, it would have certainly granted them a high grade, if not an A, on their final exam there. Having said that, I really, really enjoyed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It was really funny, I thought, at times, and all of the escapades that they went on in the film. And I think it's worth a rewatch. It was humorous, and I would give it 4 stars.